And we are back. John Lidke sitting in for Patty Handysides right here on The Shift on AM 800 CKLW. Globe and Mail put this one out. Newly disclosed cabinet documents are showing that Ottawa produced an internal estimate in February of the GDP impact of the countrywide blockade protests, figures that Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland did not provide when asked during a June committee hearing on the government's use of the Emergencies Act. It was found the blockades were causing economic losses of 0.1% to 0.2% of the GDP each week. That roughly translates to Canada's economy losing between $2.6 billion and $5.2 billion per week. We have on the line with us Flavio Volpe from the Automotive Parts Manufacturers Association. He brought that injunction, which ended the Ambassador Bridge blockade. How are you doing, Flavio?
John, I'm doing great. I'm glad those numbers are out, although there's no convincing the people that that don't want to hear it. You know, the conspiracy people who have said, "Well, that was all nonsense. We didn't. What we saw for 3 days didn't actually happen." This is important. These are cabinet submissions produced by officials in multiple departments who have their finger on the pulse of the impact, and then for it to get to cabinet, multiple approvals, multiple sourcing, and you know, in cases where you're presenting to cabinet, you stake your career on these types of numbers. So I'm glad that the country has finally heard from another source just how harmful those blockades were.
Absolutely. And, you know, you were talking about this a lot at the time and ever since, quite frankly, you keep bringing it up because there are people who have chided you when you've said, look, this was costing the Canadian auto industry immense losses. Investor confidence was being shaken. What was it like when you were dealing with this at the time?
Well, when we were dealing with it, it was rather binary. We knew that 10,000 trucks full of goods couldn't make it to their customer. Very easy to count the impact at the time, very easy to track the goods and the trucks, and then those customers stopped ordering them. And so when the customer stops making the car, you also get to track that. None of this to me was debatable in the moment, and John, you and others who were watching the news that day knew what did or didn't happen. And so it's you know, part of what I felt when I saw that piece was I'm glad that the government of Canada was so seized with it that they were immediately into, you know, a bit of a forensic audit on what it's costing and then understanding why they should escalate it. Yes, we cleared the bridge, and a lot of kudos goes to the City of Windsor and Mayor Dilkins, who joined us in that effort. But those cabinet deliberations meant that if we didn't, I'm sure the Emergencies Act would have provided for that a few days later. We just couldn't afford anymore.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you had crunched the numbers. We had the entire auto industry at one point pretty well shut down here, didn't we? I remember hearing it was sort of like a domino effect. First, it was some Windsor plants, and then we saw Brampton. It was a shutdown.
So we saw the industry shut down for several days on this side of the border. And some people will say to you, what's a couple of days? Well, I mean, this isn't a paper route, you know. Every day's output from the parts side is 100 million. It's probably double that on the vehicle side. We had plants that Canadian auto suppliers delivered to in Kentucky that were shut down. Illinois, Michigan, of course. Missouri, you know, it was shut down on both sides of the border in the Midwest. And, you know, there was a global news report that came out a couple months ago that that a lot of people who like to deny that any of this had any impact said, oh, well, trade was up year over year in February of this year. And, you know, Flavio, what are you talking about? You've gone on and on. And, you know, we have this independent report that sources from Statistics Canada. Well, in that report itself, it says, but automotive. And that automotive was down. And that automotive was down. John, you've seen some of my analysis, and a lot of it's gotten published. We think that the that automotive impact on this side of the border was about $800 million through that period. And wow. I'm not the smartest guy, but unlike a lot of the commentators, I got business degrees that make it pretty easy to do math. And I know when something doesn't ship, it doesn't ship. The end.
It's simple as that. And of course, you know, you represent a membership base who was able to tell you, hey, we're dealing with a problem here. I find really interesting, Chrystia Freeland, our Deputy Prime Minister, Finance Minister, she's quoted in this Globe and Mail piece, replying to a Conservative. I personally had many conversations and read many reports that caused me to be very concerned about the economic consequences. I spoke directly with Canadian business leaders who told me they were hearing from investors that their confidence in Canada as an investment destination was shaken. So I guess last thoughts about that there. I mean, did you hear of any of these conversations? I'd imagine you had have.
She went to committee last month or 2 months ago, and the opposition asked her to present evidence from experts and to bring those experts. She said, I would like to cite Flavio Volpe and the Automotive Parts Manufacturers Association, and she was cut off by the other side of the committee, who said, we want your experts. We want Ministry of Finance experts in here. We don't want to hear that. So she said, well, I think you should hear what he said. And they cut her off. Now, all of this is on video and was reported at the time. I knew what she was doing at that committee. She was trying to make sure she wasn't breaking cabinet confidences, which is extremely important in our government practice. But she did talk to us. And I wasn't shy, as you know, and auto sector wasn't shy. Our friends at the vehicle manufacturers, both the American and the Japanese, were saying at that time out loud on the record, our operations are shut. We will not recover those production days. Don't deliver product. And somebody clear the damn bridge.
That's all that people wanted to get done. And of course, you worked with the legal injunction there with Mayor Dilkins in the city of Windsor as well. Got that done. We saw the Emergency Act rolled out. I want to thank you for joining me right now, Flavio. I know it's late where you are. And thanks for joining me in the afternoon over here.
Anytime, John. Thank you.
You have a great afternoon. Flavio Volpe, president at the Automotive Parts Manufacturers Association, talking here about those blockades across Canada. They were costing the economy roughly $3 billion weekly. Canada's economy was losing $2.6 billion to $5.2 billion weekly. Chrystia Freeland saying that she spoke with business leaders who said investor confidence in Canada as an investment destination was shaken. Always a pleasure to speak with Flavio Volpe from the APMA about that. We're going to take a quick break and get to some of your comments right after this.